absolutely delighted to finally get this award, because I feel like I've been nominated so many times. So it's a phenomenal achievement to get. I mean, probably when you're a child, that's what you want. Like, you want to represent your county is the first thing in your head. So to win Sports Person of the Year for Donegal is one of the biggest achievements probably in my career.
And if we look at tonight, so many categories, so many nominations, and it just shows how hard it is, and you've come out top of the pile.
Yeah, I mean, I know how hard it is from previous years, even just to win the Athletics Award. Yeah. I mean, you have to battle against people who have won European and world medals, like Summer Leckie and Mark English have previously won the overall award as well. So you're the standard of just athletics, and, you know, obviously the footballers have won so many Ulster titles and county titles, and the standard of sports person in Donegal is just huge. So it's a massive, massive honour for me to get to this level, and obviously to have that recognition as well.
Now, 2019, the undoubted highlight was in Doha, the World Championships. Just remind us briefly again of the sort of temperatures that you had to deal with. I mean, just how tough was it?
Yeah, it was kind of mind-boggling, really, to get the first few days we were over in Doha. I was just thinking about even getting from the coffee shop back to the hotel without sweating was a problem. Like, so, yeah, it was a real issue to kind of even just mentally wrap your head around it. And I think a lot of people probably tripped up because they just mentally didn't know how it was going to go down. Like, and then it was great having Rob there as backup. And he was just like, look, focus on what you can do, focus on the process, and just focus on treating it like a normal race, but obviously at a different level, and having strategies in place to deal with the heat as well.
Sixth in the world. Now you're looking to the Olympics. Rob Heffernan, who was our special guest here tonight, I suppose that made it an even added bonus that he was there to present you with the trophy.
Yeah, I mean, Rob is race walking, really, like, because if it wasn't for him going out of his way to seek perfection and to seek a path for Irish race walking, like, probably wouldn't have been available for me either. Like, so he really went above and beyond, like, sought out the best coaches in Poland and, like, really put himself out there in the world and drove on all the way to the top. So, you know, for me, I feel like my journey is probably easier than his, but he was more talented than me as well. He was on a running scholarship, so I didn't quite have that.
Now, the next few months, what's the training schedule from now to May?
Yeah, I mean, I guess May is probably the next 50k event. So we have the World Cup there in May in Belarus. And then before that, I'll just do national indoors at the end of February. And then we have our national 20k champs in March as well. So I'll do a small camp just before those two races in Spain. And then I'll go back and do altitude in March, April, just to get ready for the World Cup in May. So that'll be the last kind of dress rehearsal, I suppose, before we head into the summer. And then the Olympics, obviously. So I'll just have the 150k at the start of May, and then we'll have, I think it's 14 weeks then between that race and the Olympics. So the last couple of seasons I've done 50k's in May and backed it up later in the summer. So we've kind of made sure that we're able to do that season after season, so I don't have too much worries about the recovery time, because it might seem a bit short to do 250k's in just over 3 months, but we've done the prep over the last few years and we know we can do it, so we're going to go for that as the preparation for Tokyo as well.
And where will you be based most of the time over the next few months?
Yeah, pretty much between Cork and Spain. So I'll do a smaller camp in Almería in the south of Spain, and then we'll go back to Spain and do an altitude camp in the mountains just outside Granada for a month in March, April. And then in the summer, we're not 100% sure where we're going to go yet, but it's probably going to either be in Morocco or go back to Spain again. So either do the same prep we did for Doha or go to Morocco, which is similar altitude, but it might be a bit hotter there, so that might prepare us more for the heat in Tokyo as well.
And the heat in Tokyo, what sort of temperatures are you expecting out there?
Well, yeah, they actually changed the walks event to Sapporo, which is, I think, 800 kilometres further north. Sure. So we're probably looking at somewhere in the mid-20s still, So, you know, it's still important to prep for that heat, and the humidity is obviously going to be high as well. So, you know, it is still going to be tough conditions regardless of the fact that they moved the event. So we're still going to do the same heat prep, and we'll probably just go out to Japan then maybe 2 weeks before the race, just to make sure we're climatized to the time zones and the heat over in Japan as well.